thank you for chatting with us tonight. I'm loving your new track, Beauty for Ashes, especially the lyric video, actually. When did you shoot that?
Yeah, it's just basically a bunch of guys that live in New York. I couldn't go over there myself because the budget of what we do is all, you know, quite low. But what I like to do is just collaborate with different people and make contact and network and make friends with different people that are doing great stuff. A lot of it is just, you know, finding the right people and trying to collaborate.
And here I was thinking you got to go to New York and eat bagels and do all that kind of stuff.
There was almost talk about it, but it just didn't happen yet because it's, I didn't have a spare like $3,000 in my pocket.
It's all right. I don't think many of us do. That's okay. But yeah. It's a fairly new season for Lucas. A lot of listeners would know you as a band, but you kind of seem like more of a movement now.
Yeah, well, it's been through different stages. I guess when I finished up with Hillsong United, we did probably about a 6-year stint of just being all the same guys and more of a mainstream kind of band. And that's when we played on MTV and did all the kind of the clubs and all those secular kind of venues. And then as that kind of moved on, I really felt God was leading me back into the worship thing. Which is why we sound the way that we do. And so, like, the band's 10 years old now. And so basically what we've found is the best way forward for us is just to really include as many people as we can, because we don't do it full-time. A lot of people have little bits to give here and there, and they really want to be involved. But then as soon as you say, like, hey, can you do all these things and can you give all these hours? And a lot of people can't do that. So, yeah, the model that we found with the whole movement thing is like, hey, look, this is our vision. We really want to make innovative, passionate praise and worship. If that's your heart and you want to do that, and then really anyone around the world can be part of that now with the internet and being able to email and Skype, we've been able to really expand this thing to have, you know, people working on it in England, people working on it in New York, and that just seems to really working for us right now, and I think I'm going to continue with that.
Yeah, no, I definitely like that. And I do like this new single, Beauty for Ashes. Tell us the story of it.
I really started to think about the concept as my little girl Olivia was born a year ago. And when she was born, she had major health issues. And we thought we were going to lose her, basically. We thought that she was not going to be with us anymore. And it really caused me to go to God and say, like, you know, this is a situation that's not turning out well, obviously. And I know that a lot of other people in the world are going through a lot of stuff. And I was in New York when 9/11 happened, I was there after that happened. And just basically, like, when I thought about that, you know, terrorism and knocking down those towers and losing so many people's lives, and then when devastation hits our own lives, you know, what do we do when we go to God? What are we praying for? What are we looking for? What are we wanting from Him? You know, do we have tough questions, like, do we start to blame God? Do we start to you know, say, God, where were you, or what are you doing? And so I guess out of all that, the song really came out of my own personal journey of believing God and trusting God and pressing into God for Him to turn this hard situation of our daughter being sick into something beautiful. And to be honest, it took about 8 months for her to get to the point where we were confident that she was going to stay around. Because, she was in hospital all the time. And, so that's really what the song is about. Like, all the songs I write come out of my own journey, because that's all I know, really. And that's, you know, I just want to make sure that everything I do is heartfelt and from the heart.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yesterday's swallowed up by day spent in surrender to the Lord. You are the Savior that my heart was waiting for. You give beauty in place of my ashes. You give beauty in place of my ashes. Swallowed up by your grace, and you took my